أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I apologize about yesterday. I was absent for some circumstances. Today, insha'Allah, we'll keep on lessons with Tawdih al-Masail for Sayyid al-Sistani. And we reach to issue 112. And actually, still we are with Najasat, and we mention 10 of the essential Najasat, like urine, like dogs, pigs, and alcohol, and dead bodies, semen, feces, and kafir. Also alcoholic liquors, then the sweat of an animal who persistently eats najasa. And today, insha'Allah, we will explain and study alcoholic liquor. Alcohol, says Sayyid, alcoholic liquors and beverages which intoxicate a person. Actually, here Sayyid is concentrating on liquids. But which liquids? Liquids that make a person intoxicate, muskir, drunk. Actually, some of liquids which are take person out or his behaviors out of mind, that or these liquids, according to the fatwa of Sayyid Sistani, are najis. So if you touch it, you should make your hand or your body pak, tahir. Also, if a drop of it or some of it contact to your clothes, you should clean it, you should wash it. Okay, and inshallah we will take the way of washing things which contact or reached the najasa by alcoholic, which is the different way from make things body clothes, how pack from urine bowl, or from dogs, or from pigs, or from rat. So alcohol liquors and beverages which intoxicate. Which intoxicate person? It means that a person will behave not like a normal person. Maybe somebody said, yes, I drank alcohol, but I drank too much and I behave just like a normal person. I'm not talking about this person. This person, he is eccentric person, shad, why, or he is addicted, mudman. I'm talking with a normal person who just drink some of this liquor, alcoholic liquors, he will be intoxicated or drunk. Okay, so these liquors are najisa, and on the basis of recommended precaution, recommended precaution, احتياط استحبابي. Everything which is originally liquid and intoxicates a person is najis. So, every or any liquid that makes person intoxicate, muskir, okay, or exactly the exact meaning of intoxicate is takhdir in Arabic. Actually, intoxicate, how shall I explain it? Okay, I'll give you this example. If somebody take these liquids, wal-iyadu billah, that will be a veil or a veil between his mind and his behaviors. His mind and his behaviors. Yes, that means he is what? He is going to behave not like a normal person. He will behave like an animal or a crazy man when he became awake or out of this intoxicate. He somebody tell him, you did so and so and so. He said, no, I don't know, I don't remember. Why? As I told you, there is a veil, hijab, or a curtain, sitara, between his mind and his what? Behaviors. So all his behaviors will be what? Will be out of control, out of control. And that's something disgusting, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave us minds, it is to make us super, is to make us reach to the kamal level, to the super level among other creatures. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how about a person, if he make himself just like an animal, or it is sometimes worse than an animal? It said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his holy Quran, بَلْ هُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ أَوْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are just like animals, but they are worst. So these alcoholic liquors are najisa, not pack. Okay, so a recommended precaution, everything which is originally liquid and intoxicates a person is najis. Hence, narcotics like opium and heepam, which are not liquid originally, are pack, even when a liquid is added to them. Yes, here is Sayyid like to explain when he said liquors or liquids. Okay, ma'i'at, sawa'il. So if somebody said, okay, how about opium and hemp drugs, just like heroin or heroin and khishkhash, how about these things? These things also, if somebody take it, it will make intoxicates a person. Sayyid said, these are not najisa. These things are not najisa, since it is originally since it is originally not liquid. Even if you add liquid to it, or water to it, or anything, just make it a liquid, it is still what? It is still pak tahira, not najisa, like alcoholic requires. All right. If you have any question, okay, just write the question. Maybe I'll answer it after the lesson, inshallah. All right. Issue number 113. All kinds of industrial alcohol used for painting doors, windows, tables, chairs, etc. are PAK. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we use alcoholic, okay? It is industrial, صناعي, alcohol صناعي. We use it for what? We call it in Arabic, just like spirtu. We use it when we paint doors, cupboards, okay, tables. How about these things? Are these things still najis, like alcohol, like al-khamr? No, it is what? It is pak, tahir. It is pak, tahir. It is not najis. It is not najis. Yes, somebody said, okay, I touch it when I use it to paint the door. I use it for something like make the scar clean. تعقيم الجرح. So, is this still najis? And I had to clean my hand, to purify my hand, to wash it. Now, say Sistani said, this is not najis. He said, only alcohol liquids. Somebody said, is alcohol only the thing that made of al-inab, al-asir al-inabi? Excuse me. Yes, say it again, please. Grapes, exactly. No, here sometimes I read that they made wine, al-khamr, from date. And here there is a very nice story about Islamic history. We have to remember once when I was in Hajj, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it again to go to the holy places and to visit the Prophet grave and holy Mecca. We visit a place, they call it Masjid Al-Fadikh. Al-Fadikh Masjid. I'm not going to say mosque because mosque, it is wrong word for masjid. I prefer to name it masjid because it is well known in English language. A name, it should stay as it is in any language. You shouldn't translate it. So, masjid, it is a masjid, not a mosque. A mosque, it is a very big mistake because mosque has something different, a different meaning from what it is. Okay, so when we reach to that place, definitely Wahhabism destroyed that masjid and it's still only just a part of a land which limited by some no, actually it is, there isn't any ruins in it. There isn't any ruins. It was only a demolished ground, but it is, they put big stones around it just to make this is a place, masjid. Yes, I asked about the story about this masjid. They told me this masjid, it was a wine place, khamara, when at the time of Islam, at the beginning of the Islam in Medina. Then there is the ayah of comes to the Prophet, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Then the owners of this place, of this wine place, they came to the Prophet, they asked him about the wine. Then the Prophet told them that the wine is prohibited, is haram from now on. So the owners of this place, they came back and they break all the containers of the wines. Then they washed the place. Then they turned it to a masjid. It is a lovely story from our Islamic history. Then coming back, somebody said it is only the wine, alcohol, al-khamr, it is the only one which made from grapes. No, no. But here said Sayyid, he gave us a rule, qa'ida. He said a liquid, okay, is originally a liquid, and what is the speciality with this liquid, what is the side effect of this liquid, if somebody take it, intoxicates a person. Intoxicates a person, yes. So it doesn't matter if this wine comes from grapes, comes from date, or comes from something else. Okay? And actually, brothers and sisters, when you go in your study, inshallah, and you study a higher level of study, you will find there is a big research, and it is very discussed in detail, in a very boring detail, not boring, but in detail, what is alcoholic, which liquid they will call it alcoholic. It is very nice. It when you read it, you found you have scientists. They are great scientists in this world. You will admire their research. Really, you will admire their research, and you will be proud of your scientist, just like Sayyid Sistani, Allah yahfadha, just like Sayyid Abu al-Qasim al-Khoi, Sayyid Abdul Ala al-Sabzawari, Sayyid Mahsin al-Hakim, Sayyid al-Sadr, all of them, they are great. They are great. Okay, Sheikh al-Mufid, Sheikh al-Saduq, Ala Allahu maqamahum, Qaddas Allah asrarahum. So please keep on your study. That will bring benefit to you and your family and all of your relatives. Okay, let's go on with issue 113. All kinds of industrial alcohol used for painting doors, windows, tables, chairs, etc. are pak, not najis, not like alcohol liquors, which they used it to intoxicate a person. All right. Somebody said, yes, Shaykhuna, this is alcohol, but I'm saying it is industrial alcohol. It is industrial alcohol, which is different completely from the alcohol which made from a grape or date. Yes. Okay, with issue 114. If grapes or grape juice ferments by itself. Exactly, ferments, it means in Arabic yaghli, yaghli, or yes. Yes, it is yaghli. Just let me be sure. Absolutely, I'm sure, but fermentation. Exactly. Okay. Here,
ferment, yes. It is مادة بروتينية يتخمر. Okay. If grapes or grape juice ferments by itself or on being cooked. Okay. They are packed. If grape juice ferments by itself, تخمر by itself. How it comes by itself? For example, it is very hot and we put it in a pot outside, just like in Iraq summer, huh? It is very hot and that grapes, it ferments by itself. Not ferments by what? By fire. Not ferments by heat, by electricity. It ferments by itself. Or being cooked. They are cook. They are what? They are pack. But it is haram to eat or drink them. It is haram to eat and or drink them. So here we have two important things. Brothers and sisters, we have a grape juice. Okay? This grape juice, if before it happens something for it, we bring grape and we make it juice. Okay, we crushed it, we make it juice. Then we drink from it or we touch it. It is halal and it is tahr. Nothing wrong with it. Okay, but here after but, it is very important. Note, but if this liquid or this grape juice ferments by itself, okay, تخمر بنفسه, okay, if it ferments by itself, it is طاهر or najis? It is طاهر. It is طاهر. That means if you touch it, if some of it on your some drops contact your clothes, your body, it is طاهر. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Go and pray. Nothing wrong with your clothes or your body. Okay, but it is haram to drink. It is haram to drink or eat them. It is haram to drink it or to eat it. Okay? All right. Now, with issue number 115, with issue 115, I think it is the last issue for today. Yes, because it is, yes, this is the last issue, inshallah. Don't feel boring with me. I'm talking too much. I like talking. But okay, you will have a headache, that's all. Doesn't matter. Okay. With issue 115, if dates, okay, dates, tamr, currants and raisins. Currants and raisins, or raisins, yes, and their juice feminate. They are pack, and it is halal to eat them. You see, why Sayyid and all ulama they discuss only grapes and dates? What is the matter? What is the secret behind this? Brothers and sisters, simply because alcohol and wine, they made it from grapes and dates. That's all. So they discuss all the situation which or where or sorry, when these two grapes and dates are halal or haram, or najis, or pak. That's it. It is very important for a Muslim to look and search
about these things, the halal and haram, tahir and najis, which is related to his worships to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here says Sister, I said, if dates, currants and raisins and their juice ferment, they are what? Pak. They are what? Tahir. And it is halal to eat them. And it is halal to eat them. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.